the sun is shining and all of my favorite plant friends are popping up right now. Speaking of plants, what are you growing this year? Do you know? Do you know what kind of medicine will be in your garden? Or are you still trying to figure it out? Totally okay if you're still trying to figure it out. We're all growing and learning on this journey, right? But if you want some help, I do have a family medicine garden guide. It's basically 10 essential herbs that I feel like every mom needs to know and grow in their yard. I give you some growing tips and ways that you can use it as medicine, and it's totally free. So if you want that, I'm going to pop a link in the show notes here for you to grab it and get your hands digging in the dirt and growing incredible medicine for you and your family. What if there were an herb out there that was really, really yummy, super easy to grow, really super sustainable when it comes to plant care, our planet, and your pocketbook, that could also ease your kiddo's tummy upset, that could keep them calm when they're sick, that could help ease a fever, and that could make them feel a lot happier during times when they may be a little bit more sad and low, and could even help with hyperactivity? Would you want to use that herb? Or even know about that herb? Because there is one, and we're going to talk about it today. It's one of my absolute favorites. It's my namesake. It's Melissa officinalis, also known as lemon balm, and it is delightful, heavenly, wonderful. And in this episode, I'm going to share with you some of my favorite ways that I have used lemon balm in my life as a mom.
Welcome to The Herbalist's Path, where we're on a mission to inspire a movement where there's an herbalist in every home, again, with your host, clinical herbalist, Melissa Muttersbaugh.
Lemon balm is one of my absolute favorite herbs for kids. I'll have this forever affinity for lemon balm, and there's so many reasons why. I mean, that heavenly, lemony scent that just brings rays of happiness all around to its wide array of medicinal uses. And it's oh so easy to grow and therefore easy to harvest sustainably. And of course, I'm a fan of its Latin name. It's Melissa officinalis. So ever since I began down this lovely path of herbalism, I've always felt like Melissa and I had a special bond. So Melissa comes from the Greek word bee or honeybee, and I always love that little piece and thinking about my name meaning cute little bumbly bee butts indulging in the sweet scent of a lemon balm flower. And of course, it's good to know that when you hear the word officinalis in an herb, that's how you know it's been used primarily as a medicinal herb over time. So, Melissa officinalis. And another reason I love her is being a mom, I can use this plant for so many things for my kiddo. From calming her nerves to dealing with tummy upset and fighting off viral infections, lemon balm is truly a saint of herbs for me. And being that it's cold and flu season brewing up here where I live, and we're still in the midst of a pandemic, I know so many of us moms are wondering how we can support our kiddos and their immune systems so we don't have to take them out of school or chase them around with tissues and potentially miss our own work or even get fired for missing work. So one reason I love lemon balm during this season is it has some pretty good antiviral properties when it comes to all kinds of viral infections. And not only does it help to fight off viruses, it helps keep your kiddos calm and chill, which is particularly great for those that get a bit restless or anxious when they start coming down with a cold or a flu. And another added bonus when it comes to cold and flu season and lemon balm and our kiddos, it's an excellent diaphoretic herb, which means that it is great to help promote a sweat or supporting the body in the fever process and releasing heat. So yes, lemon balm for cold and flu season to help fight off viruses. It supports the body during the fever process, and it helps keep your kids calm so that they can rest, relax, and recover from whatever is trying to knock them down. Or even think about when there's a stomach bug rolling around. Lemon balm can be really helpful there in easing tummy upset, gassiness, and bloating too. And if you've got a kiddo that tends to get upset tummy anytime they're dealing with nervousness or anxiety, lemon balm is here to save the day once again. It's actually specific for stomach cramps and other intestinal cramping, particularly when due to nervousness or anxiety. I happen to use it a lot, specifically for my very own daughter, for this reason. She tends to get a bit nervous and anxious, and every time that happens, she tells me she has a tummy ache. And I tell her I'm going to brew her up a cup of tea, and it almost instantly calms her. Especially when it's my Digestes or my Unfrazzle Your Dazzle tea. Interestingly enough, those both happen to be her absolute favorites. And I just think it's so cool how they're totally specific for her and her nervousness and tummy upset, and she chose to love them before I knew that would happen. So not only is lemon balm specific for tummy upset, it's an amazing herb just helping to calm and soothe the nerves, right? It's actually known as nature's sunshine, and it can be incredibly uplifting for those dealing with seasonal affective disorder or sad or depression. And when used in conjunction with like proper dietary lifestyle changes and all those right things, lemon balm can be a fantastic ally for those that are dealing with ADHD or just plain hyperactive kids. It can really help calm them and really aids in the ability for them to focus. So it's good for back to school too. So there is just so much going on with lemon balm. It's one of those plants that I feel would be highly beneficial in every household. I mean, lemon balm is a mint and it grows like a mint, meaning that if you do not contain it well, it will take over much of your garden. But you can contain it, and you can also grow it inside with a bit of extra love and affection and light. So it's a super sustainable herb, both for the plant, the planet, and your wallet. Bonus! And it's so easy to get inside your people's bodies. It's really just so delightful and pleasant. And because it's so lemony fresh, you can make the tastiest of remedies for your kiddos. So whether you're making a simple cup of hot lemon balm tea, or perhaps you're doing a glycerite for your kiddos, lemon balm offers so much. You can infuse the fresh leaves in honey, you can make a tincture, you can eat the leaves fresh, you can use them as a poultice for skin wounds, cuts, scrapes, even bug bites. And one of my absolute favorite ways to get lemon balm into my kiddo is to make popsicles with them. So you just use some fresh or frozen organic strawberries and a few fresh lemon balm leaves. You might as well add some spinach while you're at it, right? Get the bonus veggies in there. And a little bit of honey and or maple syrup to give it a touch of extra sweetness. Pop it in your Vitamix or whatever blender you may have. And then use lemon balm tea as the liquid to be able to blend it up well. And then voila, you've got a delicious strawberry lemon balm popsicle that can keep your kids' taste buds happy and their bodies healthy. It's really magic, I think. And yes, here's a little secret. I may be that mom that busts out herbal popsicles at birthday parties. What can I say? It beats the oodles of sugar at most of the parties, right? Anyway, there's just a few of the reasons there that I absolutely love lemon balm. Or sweet Melissa Fishinalis and her lemony fresh, uplifting, potent, yet gentle medicinal ways. I hope that you start to grow her, and I hope that you start to love her like I do. And I hope you found this to be very helpful. And if you did, please share this episode with your friends. leave me a review on whatever podcast player you're tuning in from, and let's come together and make this world a better place, one family and one herbalist at a time. Let's make herbalism spread like wildflowers.
This has been The Herbalist's Path. Thanks for joining us. Have we piqued your herb curiosity? Are you thirsty for more? Well, then check out the show notes of today's episode for exciting educational opportunities, workshops, and courses. If you'd like to support our mission, please subscribe, rate, and review to help others find us. Together, we can make herbalism hashtag spread like wildflowers. Wishing you all a lovely day. Bye for now.